Okay. Are we good? We are live. Welcome to the Power Half Hour today, and it is 11 o'clock. I am super excited to share with the Facebook community and to our group here in EXP the work of Landmark, the magic of Landmark. And today we have a very, very experienced leader, director from Landmark Worldwide. Super excited to have Cindy share with us her experience and as well give us an overview of how the Landmark Forum works and to improve our lives, to transform our lives, to take us to the next level of life, to have that quantum leap. So without further ado, Cindy Rogers, welcome.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. It's a pleasure to be with you. I've heard great things about you, and we have a short time together. So, to introduce myself a little further, I've been managing Landmark and been a staff member and lead one of our senior leadership programs. I've been doing this for about 40 years. Your reaction should be, what? 40 years? What did you start when you were five? I know it's a cheap joke, but I always take it anyway. And I personally have gained an extraordinary amount, but I'm going to speak with you from my accountability as a center manager and somebody who's been involved for a very long time. And I thought a lot about what I could provide for you. And although we've not ever met individually, where I got a sense of who you are and what you're committed to, just from speaking with John and Jack. And what the Landmark Forum is, to put it in a nutshell, it's a 3-day, one evening conversation. It's not a lecture. It's not a course where you're going to get books that you need to go study and learn. It's actually a transformational program. Yes, way longer than the weekend, which is why these gentlemen have such a strong commitment to introduce you to this, because transformation isn't change and it's not fixing. It really is 3.5 days. There's breaks, so you're not sitting there the whole time. I don't want you to worry about that. You're really looking and engaging in a question, which is, what's the possibility of my life? And it's not, that could sound like a very in the clouds kind of question, but you're looking at that from your real commitments, your real concerns. I say concerns, I don't necessarily mean worries. I mean the things that really matter to you and what makes up your life. And one of the things that's amazing that I think you'll all see, it's something that is pretty evident for us, especially these days, is that when you're productive and you're fully expressed in your work and you're making the kind of difference in your work that really you want to make, the person that then goes home to family or to friends or to whomever, it's a different way that you go home than when you're working hard and not fulfilling what you're committed to fulfilling. And the Landmark Forum is very much about, in the 3 days and the one evening, you get to discover whatever your blind spots are that are in the way of you actually fulfilling on what matters to you. And we work for different reasons. Yeah, we all need to make money, clear as a bell. We got to do that to live. And then there's beyond that, the level of fulfillment and how that all ties into further performance and effectiveness. So I just want to stop for a sec because I want to find out if what I'm saying is communicating or if anybody has a question about what I've said so far. You can ask me anything, by the way. If I don't know the answer, I will simply say I don't know.
Well, what I got from that is that, the work is really not informational. It's transformational, meaning you're experiencing it, you're discovering it, you're not learning from something old. You're completely opening up to a possibility of something new that you've never seen before. there's a world of what we know in life, and there's a world of what we know we don't know in life, and then there's the world of what we don't know that we don't know. So let me ask this question to the crowd. What can you do with what you don't know that you don't know?
Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And this is where we can discover ourselves newly, your blind spots. You guys ever think about why you're not taking action, the actions that you know you should take? Who's with me? Right? You get to discover here what's stopping you. It's like completely in the background. You don't even know it's working there. That's what I got so far. Cindy, what do you think of that?
I think that was so brilliantly said that I'm like, wow, that's really well said. That's exactly it. And you know, blind spots are wild because sometimes we know what's in our way. You intellectually know it, you can see it. For many, many years, I smoked cigarettes from probably the time I was 13 until I was in 40. You know that I knew every time I smoked, it was not good for me.
I would think so.
Yeah, of course I did. Just like, aren't there people in your life that you say, that you know the answer, if they would only do X, Y, or Z, life would be brilliant. Mm-hmm. And then there's people that say to you, you know what, if you would only do X, Y, or Z, and you know in your head, they're right. But there's a gap between what we know and how we, at the real living of our life. And what John was pointing to with the blind spots, when you discover those blind spots, whatever has been in the way of living what you know gets out of the way. And then you have a clear pathway to your performance, to your effectiveness. And particularly given what you all deal with as human beings, I mean, I think all of us in our work do, even if we're computer programmers, it comes down to people. But the key, and I'm gonna say something that probably you'll all nod your heads because, yep, I know that. The key is actually listening. Way more importantly than what you're saying, it's being able to connect with the other person over there and serve them. And you can take every technique kind of course about how to communicate that's available. You can read every book. But until there's a transformation over there with you, the possibility of really connecting and hearing people is limited. Not wrong. You'll be fine. But there's a world. And John used this word that I think is really critical in terms of the Landmark Forum, is it is a discovery.
Absolutely. You see, guys, you know, how we listen, you know, you may think it's very simple of just words and how you deliver it, the tone, but how we really listen is through a lens, and it's our past conditioning is telling me how to listen to Cindy right now. What is Cindy saying right now is irrelevant to how I'm thinking in my head about what she is saying. I'll say that again. What Cindy is saying right now is not what I'm hearing, because I'm hearing through my own lens and my past conditioning. What I interpret is what Cindy is saying. So as real estate agents, what lens are we looking through to speak to our clients, to listen to our clients? There is a lot to discover today about this. Okay.
Thank you. And when you complete the Landmark, it unfolds and unfolds and unfolds and unfolds. That's why I want to orient you when you're thinking of even listening and looking at the Landmark Forum. It's not another course to improve your performance. Will it improve your performance? Absolutely. It's logical. If you get your blind spots out of the way and you get your stuff, whatever your particular constraints are, out of the way, there's a natural self-expression and a natural, actual ridiculous breakthrough in performance. So you will get that, but it won't be from us talking about your performance. You'll actually be looking at what's at the heart of the matter of you as a human being and how you tick. And it's just like a car. Okay, I've been married. One of the results I got out of this, because I did this when I was way, way young, when I was 21, is I got married, and I've now been married for 40 years. And I could share for an hour about that, but I won't bore you with that. But my husband has distinctions about cars. When he opens up the gosh, it's so funny. I can't even, it's not the trunk. It's the hood of the car. This is how much I don't have distinctions about cars. He opens up the hood of the car. He can see what each piece is there. Me, I see some metal and gunk. I know that there's a stick that you put in to find out about the oil. That's about the gist of it. He is 10 times more effective if our cars break down because he's got distinction. It's not just knowledge. He can see what I can't see. The more distinction you have about your own humanity and your own life, the more effective you're going to be.
Absolutely. That's huge. You see, guys, it's not, everybody sees it a different way, but if you have distinctions, you can see through some of the blind spots. Can I share what I got out of the forum?
I'd love you to.
Okay. So guys, totally authentic. 2015, we were killing it in our sales. We were absolutely killing it. That year I made $500,000 and I was like, I achieved the ultimate goal of getting to that $500,000 mark. I was so happy. Then I registered for Landmark Forum through our friend, good friend, Dao Chang. He introduced me and I was like, what am I gonna learn here that I haven't already learned? I'm a self-development junkie. Tony Robbins, Mike Ferry, PSI, you know, anything and every I've taken. I'm like, what is this course going to tell me that I don't already know, right? So I got in there and I started judging everybody and I'm like, these people got problems. I don't have problems. All I was trying to do for 2016 was to double my income to make $1 million a year in real estate and I would be happy, right? That's what I wanted to get out of the course. And so the leader was talking about the distinction to come clean with your inauthenticities. So I had my homework was to go home and share my inauthenticities. And then all of a sudden, I started to discover some things, guys. The leader said, which area of your life do you have a lack of self-expression and power in? You know, I didn't know this, but I put up my hand. What came out of my mouth was my marriage. I was like, what? Did I just say that out loud? So I went up there and I got coaching for about an hour. Okay. Everybody was like 150 people looking at me. And then I had to come clean about, you know, the inadequacies of my marriage. So I had to go home and I said, I've been pretending that our marriage worked. And when in fact it didn't, I didn't even know what I didn't know. That was my blind spot right there. I opened up, you know, for 5 years, I had a withhold of that communication to my wife. And just a huge weight dropped from that. I'm like, oh, finally, I can kind of breathe. I finally said it. So we went into therapy and whatnot after that. And, you know, going home and telling her that, I was bawling. And I continued to bawl, guys, continued to cry for the next 3 days. Remember, I went in there judging everybody. I know this. I know that. Next thing you know, I was crying for 3 days, three straight days. Came out basically a new man. Mm. Fast forward 1 year later, we worked on our marriage. Everything is fine. And guys, I doubled my income. So I got what I wanted and I was present to so much more. I won't go into all the other discoveries. Basically, my mind was blown, guys. And you can achieve that quantum leap if you want. You have to be open to discoveries on your blind spots. That's my tip.
Beautifully said. Thank you so much. You know, look, just that. I mean, I'm knocked out that you would share that openly with your folks, your people. And that kind of courage to be authentic is a very, very big transformation that people have. You know, we're all walking around all however many billions of people on the planet, at some level, we're like, we're protecting ourselves from, quote, somebody finding out something. Well, there are things that occur for all of us in our life that make us who we are that we wouldn't want to change for anything. We appreciate them. They make us who we are. But there's other decisions and interpretations that we've made throughout our life that are actually constraining and limiting, that in the whole world, you can't see it. If you could see it, you would have dealt with it.
Mm-hmm.
No, John went in for X. I'm focused. I am focused. I'm going to double my salary. That's why I'm doing this course. And then all of a sudden, he's transforming his relationship to himself and his marriage, dealing with that area over here, then impact all of his expression in life, performance goes up. So that's the nature of how it works. We're not going to give you tips or techniques. Nobody's going to tell you how to live your life. It's simply, you're in a room with about 100 people, one leader, who the leaders are masters at just what John was pointing to, empowering people, listening, taking these models and distinctions and offering them to you, and you try them on. Nobody's like shoving it down your throat. You really try it on and go, let me look at that. And then all of a sudden you're seeing things that you hadn't seen before, that then give you new eyes, that then give you new actions, that then give you a different quality of life and quantity of results. And it's no more complex than that, because it really, look, it's simple. It may not be easy. It can be challenging at times, but it's so great to be able to challenge your notions in an environment where it's okay to challenge them. It's not like somebody's going to get in your face and challenge you. No, we're going to present unbelievable distinctions. You'll then be going, whoa, wow. By the way, you don't ever have to go to the microphone and talk, and the leader will never call on you. But anytime you want coaching or you want to ask a question, you just raise your hand, you go to the microphone, and then the interaction begins, and everybody gets benefit of that. I wasn't in John's Landmark Forum, but I can guarantee you tons of people saw themselves in John, because that's the dynamic. Whether you ever talk publicly, you know, we do this all over the world. We do this we don't do it in Antarctica. We do it everywhere else. So whether we do this in Washington, D.C., or we do this in Hong Kong, or we do this in Israel or Australia, the nature of human being is similar. So when we go to work on you discovering how you are and what the design of our humanity is, the more effective you're going to be. It just makes sense. So that's really like the simple short version.
Mm-hmm.
John, is there anything else you want me to cover before we just open up to see if there's any questions?
I think I want to say something for those of you guys, and thank you for sharing that and giving us the overview and the outline of how the forum works. I think we have a clear picture and clear idea. We'll open up for questions in a little bit here. My invitation to you guys, the Facebook community, and also our family here at EXP Realty or other agents, my invitation to you is that the more stubborn you are about taking this course, the more you're like kicking and screaming, John, I listen to you for everything else. This I will not do. You should do it. I am talking to you. Absolutely talking to you. If you are resisting, this is exactly what you should enroll yourself into. Okay, I'm complete.
Yeah, I like that. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. The other thing is, if this speaks to you, it's completely, it's one of those things, either like John was saying, no. Okay, definitely want to do it. Also, if it really speaks to you, I'd invite you to participate. If you're like, well, I don't know. Well, we're going to make something available where you can check it out. But I wanted to stop. Any other questions? It's one of those things, either like John was saying, no. Okay, definitely want to do it. Who was that? I just want to find who just spoke. And then Jack, who was that just shared? the woman?
Someone to speak up? Well, Jack, go ahead.
Sure. So I can share my experience. I took Landmark last November. I actually met John 4 or 5 years ago, and throughout that time, after we were on one of the events, I asked him, hey, John, you took so many classes. What's that one class that made the biggest difference in your life, business life, and personal life? It was like Landmark. I'm like, okay, I'm in, because I want to have his result. So when I go there, my intention was to make $1 million a year just by learning whatever that's there to learn. I don't even know what Landmark is going to talk about. So when I went in, basically like what you guys talked about, like what you shared, I was able to find out like my blind spot. And so before I go, my challenge was, you know, I have self-confidence issue. I go to my favorite event a lot. I know a lot of agents that sell 50, 100, 200 homes a year. I always go there and feel intimidated. And then even in this setting right now, we're talking on Zoom, I'll be observing you guys. Like, what is this person look at me? What is he thinking of me? What am I looking right? How am I appearing out there? So I have a lot of self-doubt and stories in my head. And by going to the class, I was able to overcome that issue. And last November, my income went up 50%. Mm. And most importantly, that means not just about money. I think I was able to have a lot of peace of mind and at the same time, confidence. And also people in our ESP group, all the top producers, they took the class. John, Simone, Pablo, Denise, Michael, Ireland, they all took it. So that's how I was like, I believe it. And now I'm actually taking the third course. It's called Self-Expression and Leadership. It teaches to become a leader and be able to self-express and enroll other people into our vision, regardless of what we're trying to do.
That's great.
That's it. I'm complete.
Thank you, Jack. Anna? John, who else did you want to have share or ask?
Anna, Tan, please ask your question.
Hey, Cindy, can I chime in here?
Oh, yeah, Mario, hey.
Sure. Hold on 1 sec. Anna, did you have something you wanted to ask?
No, not at the moment. Thank you.
Okay, sorry.
Go ahead,
Mario.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, like, you know, I've heard about Landmark, and, you know, my biggest pet peeve in life since I've learned about personal development is not knowing what I don't know. That's bugged me from like day one where I know, right? So when I heard about Landmark, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I'm looking for. But my mind chatter is going, well, I've been to a lot of personal development programs.
Yes.
I'm already doing a pre-notion of how it's kind of go.
Yes. So, can I address that?
Yes, please.
First, thank you for saying that. Now I'm gonna answer a little bit roundabout, but I'll answer. So in my experience, I've had the most brilliant coaches participate in the forum. I've had high-level priests, rabbis, Buddhist monks. Matter of fact, when we did this, there was a Landmark forum where there were 300 Buddhist monks. So from every field of people that you would say, they've got the knowledge, they've got the skills. Why in the world would they do this? Because it's particularly when you have delved into something, you know there's more to discover. And in the discovery of what you already have learned and discovered, it gets richer, deeper, and you have a whole new opening to live from what you know. Like an unpredictable level of discovery and then performance. And when I say performance, I don't just mean your work. I mean when you go home to your loved ones and the way that you listen. Or you're with your children. You know how children will say, mommy, daddy, you're not listening. You go, yes, I am. No, we're really not. So there's all the different levels of results. There's you, and not talking particularly to you, Mario, but trying to, for everyone, your health, your well-being, being true to yourself. So Mario, that's why. Does that speak to what you were asking, or is there something else you'd like to ask?
I don't know. It's what I don't know, right?
Yeah.
Just do it.
you know, one of the things that I've talked to some of my mentors about it is I feel less than with people that have more money than me just because of my upbringing.
Yes. Okay. Let me say one thing. I'm totally interrupting. I have like just a few minutes, but I've got to say that because you just said something so brilliant. One of the biggest aspects of the forum that is so crazy powerful is that things just like that, Mario, the decisions and interpretations of ourselves and how we know ourselves to be in certain situations or with certain people, those are the barriers that I'm pointing to that, and you can ask these folks that have done it, they will disappear in your participation in the 3.5 days. Y'all, those things that you know you are this way, you know what you can do, you know what you can't do, you even know you can hear the self-talk. However, you're still living from there. I'd like you to imagine, Mario, that really no longer being in your way. That starts to point to the results. So, John, I think I'm just gonna let people know, we're looking at, and we'd like to have an introduction to the Landmark Forum, which is longer, so we can really go into, what would this be for you?
Yeah, that would be great. So Cindy, myself and Jack, we will be scheduling an hour and a half of a proper introduction to the Landmark Forum. So whoever is interested, message us or Facebook, whatever, we'll let you know. It will be within a week and a half, and you'll have an opportunity to find out how it will, you will discover your blind spots and go to the next level, if that's what you choose to do.
Perfect. And y'all, the Landmark Forum, we do it in Orange County. We do it in LA. I would love for you to be in the Orange County because that's my territory, but we'll, you know, support you. And if there's any of you that know this is for you, like Mario, if you'd like, you can just get my phone number from Jack, give me a call, and we can sort out whatever you need to be able to be in the forum. And for anybody else, I'm completely available. But it's a pleasure. I can't wait to be with y'all. I hope y'all come. All of a sudden, I'm from the South, y'all.
I could hear that. Well, really, thank you for being here with us today. I have a housekeeping questions, I guess.
Sure.
Are they actually doing in-person forums again?
This is what's happening. We're not doing anything online. Right now, we're doing in-person courses. However, we're not actually delivering them yet. We have a very high commitment to people's well-being. We won't put anyone in jeopardy. So we've got a course scheduled in October, a course scheduled in December, a course scheduled in January, and people are registering all over the place, knowing that if it's not safe, we call in plenty of time and we look with you at what date would work so that you can have your transformation. We're really not going to put one human being in any harm at all. And when we do deliver the courses, we will follow every health parameter there is. Hands down.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. And thank you for being safe. And well, guys, you know what? My commitment for the group and for the Facebook community and for everybody is for you to live a transformed life, for you to live the life of your dreams. So let us know, message us if you'd like to be involved in this 1 hour and a half introduction to the Landmark Forum. Please let us know. Cindy Rogers, thank you very much for your contribution today. You've been the best. And if anybody has any questions for Cindy, we'll post her contact info as well. Okay, guys?
Perfect. Pleasure. Thank you. Go rock and roll out there.
Let's
go.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, John.
Thank you.